And there's these Republicans within the Republican Party. They're just disgraceful. So cowardly. And you know what else they are? Selfish. Absolutely selfish. Ladies and gentlemen, in the next few days, Obamacare will be here. Some of you have already been punished by it. The debt is massive. The yearly deficits are massive. These all threaten you and your family and the future of this country. And these French Republicans are on the run. More when I return.
Can clone the others, but there's only one Mark Levin, and you can call him at 877-381-3811.
All right, we're going to clear our call screen, and I am asking for you to call if Obamacare has already adversely affected you, because apparently the Republican National Committee and the rest of them, while they run around raising money, they don't know how to do this, so I'll educate them. And this isn't any kind of concoction on my part or fiction on my part. You folks out there who've been adversely affected by Obamacare, patients, policyholders, employees, employers, individuals who've had their health care drop, their premiums go up, doctors who are retiring or going to retire, doctors who have horror stories, nurses, hospital administrators, insurance agents, and you got to be concise. I mean, rather than sit here and say they ought to do this, they ought to do that, I'm going to do it. So just give us a call. You have to get through Mr. Call Screener. You got to be concise because there's going to be a lot of you. But all this crap about how wonderful this damn program is, even before it's implemented, it's going to cover millions and millions of people. Yes, it's dropping millions and millions of people from the health care they like. Now, I want to remind you of what our great president said, who is in fact a serial liar. I want to remind you what he said about Obamacare, and I want to also tell you today he made two public statements about this, a 10-minute speech, also a comment in front of his cabinet, and he wouldn't take a single question. No questions, because that's the way imperial presidents are. Number seven, Mr. Producer, here's Obama, May 11, 2009, cut seven, go.
But I'm also committed to ensuring that whatever plan we design upholds three basic principles. First, the rising cost of health care must be brought down.
Lie.
Second, Americans must have the freedom to keep whatever doctor and health care plan they have.
Lie.
Or to choose a new doctor or health care plan if they want it.
Lie.
And third, all Americans must have quality, affordable health care.
Lie again. Four lies in two sentences. Here's Obama, August 15, 2009. Cut eight. Go.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it.
Lie.
If you don't have insurance, you'll finally be able to afford
Lie.
Insurance. And everyone will have the security and stability that's missing today.
Lie. Obama, March 23, 2010. Cut nine. Go.
If you like your current insurance, you will keep your current insurance. No government takeover. Nobody's changing what you've got if you're happy with it.
Bald face lies. Cut 10, Obama, September 10, 2009. Go.
If you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor.
Liar.
Let me repeat this. Nothing in our plan requires you to change what you have.
Now you know why I call him a serial liar. Obama, February 19, 2008, cut 11, go.
And if you already have health insurance, we will lower your premiums by $2,500 per
Lie.
Per year. And if you can't afford it, we will subsidize your care, and we will emphasize prevention so we have a health care system instead of a disease
lie,
care
lie,
system.
Lie, lie, lie. Obama, December 16, 2009, cut 12, go.
If we don't pass it, here's the guarantee. Your premiums will go up. Your employers are going to load up more costs on you. Potentially, they're going to drop your coverage because they just can't afford an increase of 25-30% in terms of the cost of providing health care to employees each and every year.
Yes, they can now.
And the federal government will go bankrupt because Medicare and Medicaid are on a trajectory that are unsustainable.
Stop. What has Obama done about Medicare and Medicaid? Medicaid, he's massively expanded, and Medicare, he's undoing. Go.
This actually provides us the best chance of starting to bend the cost curve on the government expenditures of Medicare and Medicaid. So anybody who says that they are concerned about the deficit, concerned about debt, concerned about loading up taxes on future generations, you have to be supportive of this health care bill, because if you don't do this, nobody
are. All right, lies. Now, cut 13, Obama, April 13, 2011. Go.
Our approach lowers the government's health care bills by reducing the cost of health care itself. Already, the reforms we passed in the health care law will reduce our deficit by $1 trillion.
Absolute flat-out lie. I've got the statistics right here. If I have time, I'm going to get to them. Obama, September 10, 2009, cut 14, go.
The plan will not add to our deficit. The middle class will realize greater security, not higher taxes. And if we are able to slow the growth of health care costs by just 0.1% each year.
All right, and you didn't.
1%. It will actually reduce the deficit by...
Cut 15, Obama, March 3, 2010, go.
My proposal would bring down the cost of health care for millions. Families, businesses, and the federal government. Our cost-cutting measures mirror most of the proposals.
That's enough. Now, folks, he lied repeatedly about Obamacare, just as today he lied repeatedly about his own role in the debt, in yearly deficits, in conspiring with Harry Reid to make sure we don't have budgets. Obama's willing to say anything. Because that's what he was taught. That's what he was taught by Davis, by Ayers, by Wright, Saul Alinsky's readings and so forth. Say whatever you have to say, particularly with the Praetorian media in this country, which stands there and guards you, protects you from the truth. Now I want you to hear some of the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Greg, Fort Myers, Florida, the great WFSX, what is Obamacare doing to you? Go.
Well, Mark, my wife and I spent the last 15 years building a medical transcription company, and we had it up to 132 employees, and within months of that bill being signed, we're down to five. So 15 years of hard work just down the drain.
And how did Obamacare do that?
Well, there's a system. They want to connect all of the hospital records together. So they, the way I understand it is, they didn't tell them they had to use the system, but if they didn't use it, they wouldn't get Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. Mm-hmm. So hospitals all across the nation spent hundreds of millions of dollars implementing this new system, and it took away the medical transcription, put tens of thousands of people out of work. And from what I understand, it's not working the way they wanted it to. Doctors hate it. Hospitals hate it.
And what is medical transcription, briefly? I'm sorry.
Well, that's where a doctor, when he examines you, he dictates into a recorder.
Yeah.
And then he has somebody transcribe it.
And keeps the records to himself in his office for possible sharing if you need a specialist or you're in the hospital, but not some part of a federal database.
Right.
All right.
It was supposed to be a federal database, but that's not working. I mean, it could have been with the system they had. Everything was on computers anyway. They just needed to tie them together. But I don't know.
So 127 people have lost their jobs in your business, your small business, as a result of this.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. I'm sorry. Robin, Concord, California, the great KSFO. What has Obamacare done to you? Go.
I got my notice on Saturday from Blue Shield. My premiums for the next year are going up $2,000. Not only that, my plan was canceled. They're putting me on a different plan. All I wanted was catastrophic insurance. Next year, I will have to pay almost $6,200. I'm a single woman. I'm self-employed, and I carry my own insurance. And as of next month, I'm going to have to cancel it.
Isn't it amazing? The government has destroyed what was perfectly fine for you.
Exactly, Mark. I will never again be able to save for retirement. I will never again be able to do any major maintenance on my home. They're destroying my life, Mark.
Mm-hmm. All right, Robin, I'm very sorry. And they don't give a crap either. Brian, Reading, Pennsylvania, Sirius Satellite, what has Obamacare done to you?
Hey there, Mark. I help run a grocery store up there, and I'll tell you what, all of our employees' hours have gotten cut below 28 hours. And, you know, these are people that depend on our, you know, our job to support their families, and now people are getting 2 to 3 jobs, performance issues, and employee morale is entirely too low. You know, we're running into issues with high turnover because people aren't getting the hours. You know, now we have to hire more employees, and you're seeing hours cut down to 16, 17 hours a week. So it's not even worth their time. And, you know, it puts a huge, huge stress on management to try and cover those positions and try to get even people hours to, you know, make them happy to stay.
Isn't it amazing? And meanwhile, all the propagandists dressed up as journalists all over television and radio talking about millions of people will now have health care when, in fact, people are losing their jobs, full-time jobs to part-time, losing jobs, losing their health care benefits. I mean, the media propaganda, which is trying to hold up Obama, is unbelievable, is it not?
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, a lot of these people are people with no kind of, you know, business reality where they look at things and say, well, you know what, this for the better, nothing's going to happen. But, you know, us who are trying to run stores, run businesses, see it as such a destructive policy. And what do we tell our employees? They don't want to believe that, you know, Obama and his great administration are doing this. They want to look at the corporation now and say, oh, well, you know what, they just don't want us to get the hours. They don't want to pay us. And that's entirely not the fact. But none of them want to look into it and know the truth.
All right, Brian, thank you for your call. I'm sorry to hear this. Heather, Wisconsin, Sirius Satellite, go.
We're self-employed farmers, and I have a husband and 2 young children. Our premiums since the Affordable Care Act have gone up 100% per month, and our deductible has gone up 50%.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And why? Why? Because, the government's stepping in between you and your policies, driving up costs. Do you know what's actually going on here, Heather, and nobody's talking about it? This is a major scam. This is about redistributing wealth. And so money is being taken from you and these other folks who are calling, whether they're small business people, the other lady who called, the single woman who called. It's being taken from you. It's being laundered through the federal government, laundered through state exchanges, and going to somebody else.
I've had my policy for so long, I actually received a letter from the insurance company saying some of the rules for Obamacare won't apply to your policy, so you should feel lucky. But in the meantime, they still jacked it up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether that's good or bad. I still don't know what's all going to happen. But
here's the thing. The people who passed this damn law and the man who signed it and the jerk on the Supreme Court who rewrote the Constitution, they don't know. They have no idea. This is how tyranny works. This isn't a constitutional republic. Thank you for your call, Heather. This is a disgrace, and we actually have people in Congress right now defending this, and they don't even know what the hell they're defending, except for the fact it takes decision-making away from you and screws up your life and gives it to them. That much they know. The question is, for those of you who care to share your views and call the program, and we have a full board, but keep them coming. The question is, what has Obamacare done to you as a patient or a doctor or some other type of provider, as a nurse, as a consumer generally, employee, employer, union, non-union? I mean, I can tell you right now, CNN and MSNBC, I don't even think Fox, have cameras out there across the country asking people what a disaster this is. And folks are all over the place who are being ruined by this. And I mean ruined. It's all over. It's right in front of your face. But somehow the cameras can't find you. You know, folks, Goldline has expanded its industry-leading price guarantee program to provide its clients with both upside and downside protection. With Goldline's two-way price guarantee program, if the price of your qualifying coins drop, you can call Goldline to reprice your purchase at the lower price. If the price of your coins go up, you can buy more coins at the original price. This is something you really need to pay attention to when the government is doing what the government is doing. Either way, Goldline has you covered. Please call Goldline, the only precious metals company I trust. Call them today to learn about how you can qualify for this limited time special. And for a limited time, when you call Goldline for its free investor kit and mention that I, Mark Levin, sent you, Goldline will include a free pocket-sized copy of the Declaration and Constitution. And by the way, it has some great quotes from Jefferson in there, too, along with the free investor kit. So call Goldline today at 1-877-365-2646. Read Goldline's important risk information to see if buying precious metals is right for you. That's 1-877-365-2646, 1-877-365-COIN, 1-877-365-COIN.
Mark Levin.
Got enough to talk about here that can last 10 days. So the trick is how to prioritize it properly in terms of importance and interest. But I've asked you to call in if you have an Obamacare story, because I need to counter, we need to counter all this propaganda that's coming out of the White House, coming out of the Democrat Party, and of course coming out of their media. And so what better place to do that than here? Wait around for the RNC to run commercials? Those damn fools? Oh, by the way, they haven't gotten back to us on, hey, we want Mark to moderate some of our debates. They never were going to, folks. That was a ruse. Chris, Indianapolis, Indiana, the great WFDM. Go.
Great to talk to you, Mark. Big fan.
Thank you.
My wife and I are both photographers. We run a small business. Our premiums went up about 25%, which ends up being about $3,000. That was in January. And I was told that in a year they're going up another 25%, so that's an insane rise. So I looked into getting into a photographer's group, basically like a nationwide group of a big pool of photographers to buy health insurance. Apparently I'm not going to be able to do that anymore either. And I got a kid on the way in about a month. I'm not sure what I'm going to be able to do because there's no possible way I can afford to pay for the new insurance premium.
You know what they're doing, Chris? They're cutting off every avenue to competitive health care. They're cutting it off. They're cutting group insurance, individual insurance, employer insurance. They're just cutting it off, cutting it off, cutting it off, and they're pushing us like a bunch of cattle into government care here.
I don't want government care.
None of us do.
All right.
And thanks, and thank you. You're welcome. And clearly the people in Congress and the president doesn't want it either. Yes, they're in the government. Yes, but we're paying for it. Pam, Dallas, Texas, the great WBAP. Quickly, go.
God bless you, Mark. Yes, my husband and I are retired. Last February, we got notification from our insurance that as of January 1st, 2014, our premiums were going up 85%.
Holy
my man. Husband is ill. This is even if we can keep our insurance, because we're anticipating they are going to deny him the critical care that he needs. We worked our whole life to set up our retirement, to be sure that we had appropriate health care. We educated our kids. We were responsible, and it's being stolen from us now.
You're exactly right. You're exact, Pam. I'm sorry. Thank you for your call. Folks, I'll tell you what. Stay on the line. We're going to continue. Somebody has to do this. It might as well be me. I'll be right back.
here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, everybody. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. We're going to get to more calls in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, we could avoid a government shutdown if what's left of the conservatives in Congress would just capitulate, would just surrender. Everything would go swell. See, all the pressure is on the conservatives. The political pressure, the media pressure, and even within the Republican Party. Krispy Kreme, who's driven up property taxes by 13% in New Jersey, and New Jersey's economy, by the way, I should say New Jersey's financial picture, the government is very bad, despite his propaganda. Christie calls government shutdown a failure of everyone responsible for the system. And the government shut down at least six times under Ronald Reagan. And Christie's no Reagan. Take my word for it. Christie's no Christie. What do you mean by that, Mark? All the propaganda and nonsense that's been built up around this guy. You have to take a stand and fight this. And the government will shut down because Obama wants it to shut down. And there's not a lot you can do about it unless you're going to go along and contribute to the demise of the nation. And why should you? You shouldn't. I mean, look at this. The Daily Caller. Here are the 10 states where consumers may like their health care plans, but they won't be able to keep them. And there are other states, too, but they pointed out these 10. California, 58,000 will lose their plans under Obamacare. 58,000. Aetna, the country's third largest insurer, left first in July, followed by United Health. Anthem Blue Cross pulled out of California's Obamacare exchange for small businesses as well. 54% of Californians expect to lose their coverage, according to an August poll. Missouri. Patients of the state's largest hospital system, which spans 13 hospitals, including the St. Louis Children's Hospital, will not be covered by the largest insurer on Obamacare exchanges, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Anthem covers 79,000 patients in Missouri who may seek subsidies on Obamacare's exchanges, but won't be able to see any doctors in the BJC healthcare system. Just look how people's lives are being ruined. If we're not going to shut the government down over this, what are we going to do? Go along with it? Connecticut. Aetna, the third largest insurer in the nation, won't offer insurance on the Obamacare exchange in its home state, where it was founded in 1850. Why? Because they say we believe the modification to the rates filed by Aetna will not allow us to collect enough premiums to cover the cost of the plans and meet the service expectations of our customers, said a spokesman. Maryland, 13,000 individuals covered by Aetna and its recently purchased Coventry Healthcare won't be able to keep their insurance plans if they want Obamacare subsidies on the exchanges. South Carolina, 28,000 people were insured by Medical Mutual of Ohio, the second largest insurance company in that state, until it decided to leave entirely in July due to Obamacare's, quote, vast and quite complex, unquote, new regulations. New York. Aetna pulled out of New York's exchange in late August in an effort to keep their plans, quote, financially viable, unquote. New Jersey. Where your goofball governor expanding Medicaid has supported Obamacare in action by refusing to oppose it in briefs. 1.1 million Aetna customers are at risk in New Jersey, where the leading insurer also won't be a part of the exchange. 2,600 patients purchase individual plans with the company, that's all. but any looking to take advantage of subsidies in the exchange won't be able to do so. But 1.1 million of you in New Jersey at risk. Iowa, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Iowa's largest health insurer, decided not to offer plans in the Obamacare exchange. It sells 86% of Iowa's individual health insurance plans. Wisconsin, two of the three largest insurers in the state, won't offer plans on the exchange. United Healthcare and Humana patients will have to get a new health insurance insurer to buy insurance on Obamacare exchanges. And in Georgia, just five insurers are participating in Georgia's Obamacare exchange. Medical Mutual of Ohio left Georgia and Indiana, as well as South Carolina, due to Obamacare regulations. Aetna, along with Coventry, also decided against participating in the Georgia healthcare system. So rather than more choices, less choices, both in terms of insurance companies and insurance policies. And yet you're required to have health insurance. In other words, you're required to get government-mandated health insurance where the government either writes the policy for the private insurance company to the extent you still have private insurance, or you go on state exchanges, again, where the private insurance companies are required to offer certain benefits and deny certain benefits. Meanwhile, the price is skyrocketing for many, many people in the so-called middle class. Also, George Mason's University Mercatus Center, Charles Blayhouse, Obamacare, signed in 2010, will significantly worsen the federal government's fiscal position relative to previous law. Between now and 2021, that's only 7.5 years from now, Obamacare is expected to add as much as $530 billion to the federal deficit while increasing spending by more than $1.15 trillion. Remember, Obama said it would cut a trillion. Despite the fondest hope from its supporters, they write, the passage of Obamacare unambiguously darkens a dim fiscal future. So in addition to so many of you, it's disastrous for the government generally, which is us.